We're talking here with Wyland Ford, who has contacted me a couple weeks ago. He's a pretty ambitious individual from the Kokomo area. He's just 21 years old. He's got a great idea and what I think might be the next biggest thing. Wyland, thanks for coming on the show today.
Hey, Kevin, I appreciate you having me.
Sure thing. When you first told me about this, I had to take a step back and look at it from a global perspective. And some of the numbers that you put in your press release here with the plastic pollution crisis that we've all heard about, including estimated that plastic will outweigh the fish in the ocean by 2050, and that plastic straws are one of the top 10 contributors to plastic debris in the ocean, and Americans alone use 150 million plastic straws a day. So you're 21 years old, and about 5 years ago, you came up with an idea. When you were around 16, you were a thinking entrepreneur then. Tell us about your idea and what you're trying to do with the straw washer.
So in my younger days, I was sitting at a restaurant, and I noticed everything was reusable in that restaurant except the plastic straw. So I thought, why aren't we using these reusable straws in this restaurant? And it comes down to the washing process. When you think about the 300 people that go through a restaurant about every 2 hours, it's just impossible to wash those many straws with a toothbrush over and over and over and over again. So what I found out is that we needed an automated washing process for straws that can be reused thousands and thousands of times. That way we can reduce all of these plastic straws, paper straws, that is convenient for us at this moment, but later on down the line, we're going to run into a plastic crisis issue, like I said. So this is really going to take us off of that course for a moment. There's bigger issues, but this is putting a dent in that pollution. We have to start with small steps because this is a bigger issue, right?
Right, absolutely. So have you come up with, created, or developed the machine and the straws, or just the straws or the machine?
I have created the machine. My first prototype I built when I was 18, and then my second prototype I have now, and I'm actually to the point where my third prototype is going to be the final one, and this is going to be like right on point with what needs to be washed, sanitized, and it's going to be engineered down to its finest spec.
I read the details last night on your Facebook page about how the machine works, and it's pretty detailed and pretty intense. Will these work with any straws ideally, or would it be they'd have to buy the straws that would go in the straw washer?
So the straw washer is set up to wash your standard reusable metal straws. These are 8-inch straws that will fit in cups in most restaurants, and they are going to be able to be processed in the straw washer for those 8-inch straws. You're going to be able to have 4-inch straws too for your bars, your fine drink areas. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is going to be used for. So you can use your 8-inch and your 4-inch straws.
We're talking with Wyland Ford, who has developed and created the straw washer. What I looked at last night on your Facebook page, it looked like it was about the size of a bigger printer.
That's correct. It's almost the size of a printer that you would keep inside your home.
Okay, yeah. I think I asked you this, but I'll ask you on the air too. Why not Shark Tank?
Shark Tank is a couple of investors that I wouldn't like to make a deal with. This is about a social impact and a social issue that I think the world could join in on. I want as many people as possible to be able to take their opportunity and participate in this invention I have. Right, because this isn't only my invention. This is for the world. Mm-hmm. I want people to be able to do. Think about this. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Sure. You don't want to limit it with one shark who would want to license it and something like that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You
want
it available.
To be able. Yeah, the point is that people could donate to this, and this is a project that you're going to be able to walk into a restaurant, see, feel, use, and know that you donated to a project making an impact across the globe.
So as a result, you do need some support. I saw on your Facebook page you would love to find one individual to give you $142,000 or $48,000 to get this going. What would that money be for? We'll just say $150,000 to make it even.
Right, to round it up to $150,000. Most of that is going towards tooling for injection molding, and that's to create the parts for the machine, the straw washer. That's for the body of it. Okay, let me say that over again.
Sure, sure.
Okay. So that $150,000, most of that would be pulled towards your injection molding. Your tooling for the injection molding is going to be the most expensive part of the project. The other parts are going to be set up for legal processes and set up inside a basement for a business, because I'm starting as small as possible to keep the cost down.
Mm-hmm. So as a result, here on June 14th, you're going to launch a Kickstarter campaign, which some of us are familiar with. And if you watch Shark Tank, they talk about that sometimes. People will do Kickstarter, then go there. That's not your plan. What is Kickstarter, and where can we find your campaign on June 14th?
So Kickstarter is a crowdfunding campaign website. This allows people like you and me, everyday people, just to go to the website, look at my story, my video, rewards, everything about my project, and then it has a donate button where you can go ahead and click that, and you can put in any amount you want and donate it to my project, and it will add up to that $150,000 I'm trying to achieve. You can find this on my website, strawwashin.com. That's strawwashin.com. You'll scroll down a little bit past the cool details, and you'll see a bright green poster, and it'll say Kickstarter, click this link here, and it'll take you directly to that.
Very good. Well, we're going to look forward to watching you and seeing how you do. What is going to be, let's say that you, is that your goal, $150,000 on Kickstarter over 10 days?
20 days, yep.
20 days, okay. Say you get that, and you get the injection molding and all the tooling and all that. Where are you going to start to actually market this? Are you going to go to restaurants and Kokomo and start there, or try to get someone else behind it to represent you at each state? Or do you have a long-term marketing plan for this?
I do have a long-term marketing plan with this. My goal is to start small. Some of the greatest things on this earth have been started from the very smallest movements and have built their way up. So I'm going to start local, and as I gain more and more and more business, I'm just going to have to grow. So that's my plan for the future.
Well, it seems like oftentimes when people have a good idea, it kind of becomes bigger than they could ever imagine, you know?
Right.
And I want that for you, but I want you to be able to handle it at the same time, you know?
Right. And I have a 125-page business plan I wrote out specifically for growth.
Wow. All right.
Yep.
Well, you want to give us your website again, your Facebook page, where we can find you on Kickstarter, and then we'll talk to you maybe later on this year and kind of see how you're doing.
Absolutely. That'd be great. The website is strawwashin.com. strawwashin.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. I'm more active on Instagram, but both are under the name Official Wyco, WYCO.
Okay.
And it's one word.
All right, very good. We will talk to you maybe later on this summer, too, and I'll email you or you email me after your Kickstarter campaign, and we'll see where you're at, and best of luck.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you for having me.